Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com. Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to another episode of The Brendan Show. I always like to say there's only two things that change your life. Either something new comes into your life, you know, a new possibility, a new opportunity, a new person, new luck, you win the lottery, you know, something comes in and changes the direction of your life forever, or something new comes from within and you make new decisions for yourself. You set new standards, a new deeper level of motivation or drive or hunger comes into your life, and by necessity, you decide to activate your potential again. And I think that there's been three times in my life that were completely transformed because both those things happen almost simultaneously. You know, I bet you've had things in your life, like you can think back to like what psychologists call critical incidences. Like moments in your life where something was so significant, an event happened to you that caused you to have to change, that made you want to be better. You know, maybe you didn't want it to happen to you, or maybe it did. It was luck or it was bad luck. And from that moment of luck or bad luck, you decided to transform the quality of your life.
And that's exactly what happened to me three times, I really think, shaped me the most as a person. The first time, some of you all know, was when I was a young kid and I had a breakup with the first woman I ever loved. We'd gone to high school together. We thought we were going to get married. The relationship fell apart. And because my whole identity was tied up into her and the relationship, then I fell apart when the relationship broke. And I became, you know, a broken young man. I fell into depression, into suicidal thoughts. And so this is one of those experiences where you did not want it to happen to you. You know, if you ever had someone break up with you, you didn't probably want that. And it was just a really dark period of my life. And I remember in the depths of all of that, though, I, as many of you know, I had a car accident and I decided I really needed to transform. I needed to change my whole identity. I didn't need to I didn't just need a new morning routine. I needed to transform me. I don't know if you've ever been there where it wasn't like, oh, I need to change one habit. You're like, no, I need to change my identity. I need to become a different person because who I was not someone who was, you know, fully who I really want to be. And so it's a transformation of identity. And when you make that huge shift in your life, when you say, I need to change who I am fundamentally, that is always a pivotal moment. It is always a changing day. That is like a time in your life I bet you remember. Some people it happens when they graduate high school or they get divorced or the kids leave the house or they quit one job or they move from one city to another one. It's like a total transformation in their life. But what makes that work or not work is whether within they now get clarity on the identity of who they want to be, what type of person they want to become, what values are important to them, how they want their emotional quality of life to feel, how they want to treat other people. In other words, when you get that, you know, changing moment, you got to be more intentional. Like you really have to be way more intentional because the first time we go through something in our life, we're kind of bumbling through and just going through the motions or reacting. But transformation begins with a greater awareness to who we really want to be and a more intentional way of living, right? At least that's what happened for me. I said, I'm going to take control of my thoughts. And I got into personal development. I started listening to, you know, the Dale Carnegie type tapes or like Napoleon Hill, reading Napoleon Hill books or Zig Ziglar or Og Mandino or Tony Robbins or, you know, Wayne Dyer, Earl Nightingale. I got really dorky into the personal development world. And I also studied psychology. I started studying like Alfred Adler and Carl Rogers and Abraham Maslow and a lot of people and philosophers as well who helped me shape how to think about life, helped me realize life really is short, helped me realize that life is precious, helped me realize that either you are reacting in life or you are taking command of the wheel. And these types of things really helped support my transformation to becoming a happier and just a better man. The second time where that happened, where it was like something happened to me and I needed to make a shift within, right? Something new came into my life and I decided to activate something within at the same time. And that was when I had the opportunity to quit a job. And most people don't say they had an opportunity to quit a job, but it was like I went to a seminar and I was sitting in a seminar and a guy was basically talking about how you could write a book and have a career as an author and that could be a real thing. And I'd been writing and I wanted to write a book, but I didn't realize it could be a career. I thought it'd be like a hobby thing. And it made me quit a good job. I mean, I left college and I had a good job doing work for a consulting company, one of the world's largest consulting companies at the time called Accenture. And I was doing like leadership development programs. I was working at a high level. I had amazing peers and coworkers. I was making good money and yet I knew in my heart I wanted to write a book, and that opportunity, that new idea, wait, you could do this as a career? When that got in my head, that was something new coming into my life, right? A new idea, a new strategy, a new way, and that forever changed me. Because also in that moment, I decided to go within and say, I need to believe in the dream that has been sown in my heart. The adjustment I made was, you know, up to that point, I was always trying to earn a job, you know, go to college, like get the job, like work with this team. And I was always just like kind of forcing it and like taking the world by storm kind of stuff. But in my heart, I just wanted to be more of an artist and, you know, write a book. And I didn't know how to do it. I'd never gone to a writing class, but I wanted to share my message with the world. And writing my book, Life's Golden Ticket, which was my first like big commercial success book. And I just want to tell the world, hey, you have second chances. And you know, when you have a second chance in life, be more intentional, be more thoughtful, be more loving, be more courageous. And that's the story of what the man goes through in my book, Life's Golden Ticket. But those two things lining up, something new coming into life, a new idea for abundance and becoming an author and like living as an author. Oh, that's a new idea. Then activate something within. Oh, I would have to be so courageous to quit this job. I'd have to be so committed to my dream, to my art, to this belief that I can share this message. I'd have to go all in. And that's what I did. I quit a job that was really good. It had a lot of busy work, but it wasn't my life's work. And that transformed the quality of my life forever because the book came out and it did okay. But it forced me to learn to share a message, to communicate on video, to write blog posts, to do ultimately, you know, years later, social media came around. It just taught me to believe in my ability to share a message and to have a career doing it. Transformed me forever that moment. I would say the third moment where those two things collided, something new comes in and something new activates within, was when I had my brain injury. Some of you are with me actually, because I've been on YouTube for a long time and doing podcasts for a long time. In 2011, I wrecked a four-wheeler. It was an ATV, you know, four-wheeler, and I wrecked about 40 miles an hour. Just rolled over. What happened? I just hit this little pillow of sand. I didn't see, lift up the four-wheeler in such a way, landed, boom, threw me off the bike. I rolled several times. Luckily, the bike did not land on me, but I snapped my wrist clean off. I, you know, threw out my hip and my shoulders. I broke a couple ribs, and later ended up without knowing that I had post-concussive syndrome and TBI, traumatic brain injury. And it was not something I wanted. You know, it felt like bad luck. And yet when these things happen to us, we have to ask, what am I going to do with that? I can either go within and just suffer and be sad, or I can activate something within to cope, to be better, you know, to grow. You know, that old thing you often hear sometimes of like some people, you know, they have post-traumatic stress syndrome when something terrible happens to them. But psychologists are also finding some people also have post-growth syndrome, post-traumatic growth syndrome. Like, meaning after something negative happens to them, something in their mind like digs deep within to be resilient, to climb out, to improve. They take that bad thing as a reason to become better. And that's what I did. You know, I had a brain injury and I lost the ability to control my mind and my emotions. I was hurt physically. I was not in good health, obviously. And I said, okay, I'm going to have to take care of my health in such a way that I control everything that I can in a positive and healthy way so that I have brain health. Well, your brain is connected to your body. So everything you do to your body obviously impacts your brain. Your brain is part of your body, right? Often people say like there's this big difference between brain and body. I'm like, no, it's the same. The brain is the body is the brain. And so what you eat in your mouth goes in, you know, affects your blood flow to your brain. It affects nutrients. It affects your hormones. It affects how you feel. It affects like everything. Whether you work out or not has a dramatic effect on both your mental emotions, your physical vibrancy. But that's the stuff of brain. Like how you feel at any given time is operated by ultimately your brain. And so I wasn't taking care of my body enough to really recover from my brain injury faster. And so, you know, I saw all these nutritionists and these neuroscientists and psychiatrists who said, hey, here's some things that you can do to really optimize your health so that your brain heals faster. And that was transformative for me because I never really got it. You know, I never, before that accident, I never really understood the brain-body connection. And so those are like three times in my life when I really had to take something that was going on and change myself because I wanted to live a better quality of life. And if you're there, I would invite you right now to like write down those times in your life that were, you know, what psychologists often call critical incidents. Like moments in your life when something significant new came into your life, good luck or bad luck, and how you decided to respond to it. Because it really tells you a lot about who you are and how you ended up where you're at today and possibly where you're going to go from here. You know, I can think of all sorts of things that were significant in my life, from, you know, times I moved, to times I took big risks, to times I placated, to times I was too fearful, from times, you know, I wasn't nice in a relationship or I didn't do something, you know, responsible. We all have those times, but I invite you today, do the personal development of thinking through those major times in your life and ask, how did I respond to them? Did I use those critical incidences as moments to be more intentional, thoughtful, kind, courageous in the next go around? Because that's where transformation comes from. We all think transformation just, you know, happens suddenly, something happens to us, but I'm always like, actually, real transformation happens when you take everything going on in your life and now you use it as a tool of self-awareness to say, okay, what's the next level for me? Who do I want to become now? How do I want to feel about life, energetically, emotionally? How do I want my mind to operate? How do I want to care for my body? How do I want to treat people? How do I want to spend my days? What do I want to really do with my life? How do I want to shape my day's agenda so that me and my family can have a joyous, abundant, loving, connected life? These are the questions we ask when transformation is afoot. And so if you're watching this video, I ask you, make sure you go to transformationweek.com because we actually have a Transformation Week challenge going on right now. You can click the link in this post and join us in Transformation Week. What that is it's me and my wife, Denise. We basically, throughout Transformation Week, obviously Transformation Week is a seven-day thing, right? Where we go and we give you new training every day for 7 days. And we're also live in the chat role, taking on your questions and interacting with you so that you can really find where you need to transform your life. Is it like you need a significant shift in your relationships or in your career? You need a significant shift in your health, in what you're doing with your life? This is all part of Transformation Week, where every single day we give you a new video that helps you develop the mindset for personal development, that helps you give you a specific habit that we know if you implement this habit, you do increase your odds of success in life, and there's no question about that science. You do feel more confident, more happy. You do feel like your relationships improve, that you're more focused and productive. You're more influential, more courageous. These things are possible if you line up the right habits. And if you know anything about me, I've spent my entire career studying the habits of the world's most successful people. So we brought that into Transformation Week. We also give you all the tools and the resources and the community to help you grow. So if you ever loved an online challenge, you'll love this one. It's called Transformation Week. You can sign up at transformationweek.com for free. As you know, I'm always trying to give you all community and things that you can do that help you change your life. I would love for you to think about that today. What did change your life? What were the transformative moments of your life? And when they happened, did you step back and say, how will I use this to create the best quality of life that I possibly can? That's why, you know, I'm always here cheering you on, Denise and I, my wife, and you know, she'll be in more videos and podcasts as we go throughout creating this new HPX community. For us, HPX stands for the High Performance Experience, right? We just believe that everybody wants to feel greater vibrancy and aliveness in their life. Everybody wants to feel a deeper connection with themselves and other people. Everybody wants to be more focused and excellence driven as they seek to make their difference in the world. So if you're into that, join our Transformation Week Challenge hosted by what we call HPX Life, High Performance Experience. So if you'd like to do that, go to transformationweek.com or click the link in this post to join us. I just deeply believe that your next level of breakthrough won't happen just by accident. It will happen because you're just more reflective about where you've been and what you've been through, but now you get more intentional about where you're going. If this video inspired that, please comment, please share, please make this part of, you know, your day. It's just sharing good stuff with other people. We call you and this community now Team HPX, which we just believe it's a team of people, all of us trying to live the high performance experience, trying to live our best life. Not always easy, but I hope that videos like this, episodes like this, inspire you, my friend, because as Denise, my wife, says in Transformation Week over and over and over again, every single day you have a choice to transform your life. And every single day you have a choice to either go out and be average or to become extraordinary. So my friend, today, go be extraordinary.
If you're ready to take your life to a whole new level, make sure you grab my book, High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. And when you order your copy, you're really supporting my channel and the message. And you're also getting a book that will reveal to you 20 years of my research into what is it that helps people go to a new level of success in their life. What does it really take? What habits are proven to help you reach long-term success in your career, your health, your personal life, your relationships? It's called High Performance Habits, How Extraordinary People Become That Way. It's available on Amazon right now. Hey, it's Brendan from the studio here. I want to jump in one more time and tell you about one of our partners, and that is Kajabi. If you've ever seen any of my marketing online, or you have gotten an email from me, or you've just admired kind of what we built by selling, you know, 20 plus blockbuster online courses, or where I go live in my membership areas, or how I accept money online, now well over $100 million over the years. How do I do all that? I've always used Kajabi. It's spelled K-A-J-A-B-I. And Kajabi just helps online entrepreneurs take flight, because we all have to do the same thing, right? We have to figure out, okay, how do I build a web page? How do I capture emails and send emails and funnels and newsletters? How do I put content up that's for free, but also content up that's behind a paywall that I can charge money for? How do I build those membership sites? How do I organize my podcast or my blog? How do I accept money and create checkouts and order bumps and one-click upsells? How does all of that actually work? You know, if you're a life coach, how do you actually talk to a client and connect with them and schedule with them and serve them and give them a members portal area? If you're teaching online courses, how do you actually put up the course and set up automations to sell the course and to trigger things like an email to go out when they successfully complete one of your modules? Kajabi does all of that. You even get templates that I helped build and I personally wrote to help you write even better emails to your audience. That's at kajabi.com, K-A-J-A-B-I.com. If you wanted the system that most of us in the thought leader or the expert economy really use and we've relied on for years, go to kajabi.com. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com
is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.